The Ectoplasm Show is brought to you by North KC's Big Rip Brewing Company. Lighten up dark matter, have a craft beer.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Ectoplasm Show. My name is Josh Hurd, and joining me is my good pal, partner in crime, hetero life mate, Dr. Feelgood himself, Mr. Jason Kupczyk. What is cracking, Playboy?
So I posted something on Facebook on the Ectoplasm page.
What?
That I thought you might like, but nobody seems to want to do it for you.
What is it? I don't think I saw
it's a shirt that I said that people should buy us so we match, and it would make you happy that we match.
It would make me happy.
Yeah, it was, would it not?
What's on the shirt?
Oh, it's just Bigfoot. I was just, no, the thing that would make you happy is the fact that you like me.
Well, yeah. That's what I strive for, like, all the time.
You know what I wish I was able to do is have a beard like our guest.
That's right.
Coy.
That's right. That is right.
How did I saw just the other day, your wife posted a picture of you without the beard, and
yeah, there was a time. There was a time.
How long did it take you to grow it out? Probably not very long.
No, it was probably about a year for really, you know, when, you know, anybody that grows out a beard automatically goes through that like patchy homeless phase.
that's how I roll all the time.
So yeah, listeners, we have a guest with us tonight. His name's Coy Pittman, and him and his wife are on the Until Dawn podcast. And I got the pleasure to meet them not too long ago.
Oh, the pleasure's all ours.
So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your podcast, what you're into, and where to find your stuff?
So our podcast, as you just said, Until Dawn podcast, we're pretty much anywhere you can find Ectoplasm, you can find us. It runs pretty hand in hand, but we'll do a topic, and then we'll do a little bit of a news prior to that, but mostly all paranormal. We do get into some of the cryptids, but anything along those lines, we pretty much do. We try to base a lot of it on places we've already been to. We just did Waverly Hills. Felicia went and did that. We did Ohio State. She did that one. We did Missouri State Penitentiary. We both did that one a couple of times. So
I really
How
dig
long
the,
have you been? Oh, go ahead.
No, I was
go
just going to say, I really dig the spooky scoops aspect of the show. I like that. I really like that.
I came up with that idea based off the serial. You know, every, like, right around, you know, spooky season, you get Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and I was actually eating some Frankenberry and came up with the idea of spooky scoops.
That is so awesome. Freaking sweet.
How long have you been investigating? Because I know that I was friends with your wife for quite a bit longer online. Has she been doing this longer, or were you just not active online, or... She gets out a lot more than you, right?
Yeah, yeah. You used to. I was just with, you know, with my job. I was in the military up until 2013 when I retired, and then after that, I was pretty much locked into. I worked for the county, but now that things have freed up a little bit more, I'm able to be a little more active online and stuff. But she's been actively involved, I'd say, at least since 2007. So she's been doing this a lot longer, more so than I kind of tagged along for a while, and all the way up until I kind of had my own stuff happen and I got more involved.
What's the favorite place you've been to so far?
Mineral Springs Hotel in Alton, Illinois. That was definitely one of my favorite places to go to. Probably had the most experiences there. That was the first time I like actually felt like I could say that I was honestly touched by something.
Wow. That was a pretty cool episode that you guys did on that too, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really a lot of fun. We were able to actually get the owner that works in the there's a metaphysical store within the hotel. Well, now they call it the mall, but I still call it the hotel.
Sure.
And he actually sat down with us and the owner of the building and, you know, talked to us for quite a while about everything.
Nice.
Well, once you get, I have a few things lined up, actually. Well, I don't have dates for them yet, but I have a couple of things that I'm working on that I want to try to get you guys out to, including at some point, we all need to go up to Malvern. Have you been up there yet?
Yeah, I was there. Felicia would know all this stuff more than me. I want to say maybe a year and a half ago. It was cold out.
Yeah, it sounds about right though.
But you know, Josh wasn't there. Your brother was there.
Yeah, I'm like, it was my brother that took you guys through the place. I remember that.
We went through with Lips.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember what the hell.
Yeah, we need to get up there and do that.
Remember what the hell I had going on. Something stupid, I'm sure. Always.
Well, we have, before we get into the news, I do have at least one voicemail here.
Oh, sweet.
I'll play it real quick.
Let's do that.
Hey. You know who it is. Missed it out. I can't see fucking dick. Trying to drive home. About to hit the deer. Roll my window down so I don't get the fuck out of the way. They don't fuck up. But, I thought you guys were down. You're doing like ectoplasm shit. Or whatever. But you're not. You never answer your goddamn phone. Fucking question. Is that a fire? I hit a fucking rabbit. Holy shit. First, he wanted it. He fucking ran in front of me like he wanted it, so. I don't even feel that bad because he's trying to be suicidal about that shit. Well, spent an EJ in the wedding. I played the music like a motherfucker. Just missing out. I can't see the road. Probably getting wrecked. I'm not really worried about it because I'm a G, so. Okay, well. I'll just talk to you fucking later. Bye.
I guess he just called to ramble a little bit.
Dude, that was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was Eric Innsbrenner.
Yeah.
I think he's still kind of mad at me because I don't really watch his snaps.
I'm going to go out.
And I confessed it to him, but he said he forgave me, but I don't think he did.
I'm going to go ahead and say that 98% of his snaps are him on the toilet.
They mostly are.
Or topless or something, yeah. So.
We did get a text from Shaggy. He says, what the hell? What do y'all mean you haven't seen Hellraiser? There's only like 5 or 6, maybe 7. I can't remember for sure. Homework, assignments, gentlemen, get after it.
Nice.
I do have to say that I tried to watch one once, but I wasn't really paying attention and didn't get into it. I'm not a horror guy. Not
dude, you're probably making out with some dame. Don't lie to me.
It's not that I don't want to watch it. I just haven't, and I don't know. I'm weird. I like classic horror, and I know that Hellraiser is a classic horror film.
Right.
I just haven't gotten around to it. I don't have it. I don't ever really see it when I'm looking for something, so I just haven't.
I'm just lazy. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's a crime. Not seeing Hellraiser.
Well, we'll have to make a date out of it, like all of us together. Uh-huh. You can initiate us into Hellraiser.
We could all watch it at Malvern.
Fuck yeah. Let's do that. Let's do that. We can get a projector. Oh, my God. That would be amazing. Fucking amazing. Koopsik, I like how you dodged me asking you if you were making out with a chick. I like how you dodged that little fucking bullet.
Yeah, that was a complete 90 turn. Right
yeah,
there.
Yeah. He just fucking continues on. Business as always. There it is. Fucking dick. Whatever. All right.
Call us at 913-730-7255. Rate and review us on iTunes.
Dynamite drop it.
He's about to go to sponsors.
You know how I got my nickname, right?
What's your nickname, buddy?
Oh, you know. You gave it to me.
Oh, you know. Dr. Feelgood? Or is that Dr. Bushman?
I don't like that one as much. It sounds weird.
I don't mind it.
I don't really like it anyways. I just kind of adopted it because people started calling me that.
You will forever be the good doctor.
Right, you got any stories, Josh?
Dude, okay. Yeah. I came across this. It's super weird, but it says spontaneous teleportation. A vanished patient found dead in a hospital ceiling. It says mystery cannot be explained is being looked into at the Stellenbosch Hospital in South Africa, where a patient mysteriously disappeared and was then found 13 days later. 61-year-old man was first admitted to the Pearl Hospital to undergo surgery on his abdomen. Following the operation on his stomach, he was then taken to the Stellenbosch Hospital, where it was said he would make a recovery. October 5th, a nurse entered the room. The man was safely in his bed. She left the room for under 1 minute to go and fetch clean linen for the beds. When she came back into the room, he had disappeared from the bed in which he had been laying. And it was also said that he could not move from said bed. I don't know. The staff in the hospital, along with the police investigating the case, have no idea as to how he disappeared from his bed, as he was said to be in a post-op state. 13 days later, the body of the man was found in the hospital ceiling in what was described as being an area that was isolated, and no one has any idea why or how he got there. The region where the body of the man was found was said to be a very difficult to reach, and construction work had actually been going on in the hospital, which made the search for the man that much more difficult. Right now, as it stands, you know, the police remain baffled as to how a man who could not have possibly gotten out of his bed, let alone climbed up into the ceiling in a remote area, managed to even get up there. So it has been suggested that perhaps the man was teleported into the ceiling, because naturally that's where we go with this shit.
That was my first guess.
Right. Oh, man. So, yeah. So he was teleported into the ceiling, but if so, by whom? While teleportation might sound like something that is seen in Star Trek, scientists have recently published a paper about being able to teleport information 10 feet. Of course, this is not a human being, and all the experiments associated with the quantum information. Like, this is ridiculous shit to me, guys. I have no idea, but this definitely caught my eye. That is for sure.
Not to mention 13 days. Like, do you know how bad, like, condition that was?
Oh.
Like, he was probably seeping through the ceiling.
Right. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Does it say how long he may have been alive?
No.
Up there?
No. Like, they don't have a clue as of yet. Like, what is actually going on here? They have no idea.
They found
probably
him and
wanted
started,
to get
started
away from
leaking through.
So it's like, if you want to, like, just check out of the hospital, like, you could just do that. Like, you can just be like, nah, I'm checking myself out. Like, you have every right to do that. But, I mean, you don't have to, like, go crawling up through the ceilings and shit. Like, making a great escape. You don't have to do that. It's just ridiculous. I don't get it, guys.
Yeah, but you said that he physically shouldn't have been able to.
Should not have been able to move at all. He was in a post-operative state. So, yeah. No idea.
Maybe he wanted to have an out-of-body experience but didn't know how to do it.
And he played for keeps.
That's
like.
Oh, my God. That's great. Just great. All right. Moving on.
What did you bring for us, Coy?
All right, so I found this story on a Mysterious Universe about alleged dark web video claims to show frozen alien examination. And supposedly, this YouTube channel, UFO Today, posted a link. Let me pull that up, too. There we go. So the video was uploaded November 6th, and they're saying that they found this on a dark web server, as you do. And it's clear, not clear that they added anything to it except for their logo at the beginning and the end. And I watched it. It's not an actual video itself. It just shows, it looks like still pictures that were compiled to make a video. And kind of 50-50 on it. It looks like a really crappy version of the X-Files.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. But they're saying that the only
oh shit
serious comment that was on the so it says extraterrestrial biological entity is what they're saying EBE stands for, and that actually came from the 17th episode of the first season of X-Files. So, yeah, it's a little more digging. You know, I don't know how much digging they did when they posted the story, but
damn.
The content of the video itself, it looks as if it was pretty much, I don't know, the video is really grainy. Have you guys seen it all, the video?
I've seen stills of it. Okay. Well, I think it's of the most recent one. There's been other ones, of course, not right. necessarily dark web ones, but I believe it's kind of, does it have kind of like a bluish hue to
yeah.
it?
Yeah. So I think, yeah, you've seen, I think the same one that they're talking about here. The content of the video itself is just the alien's head and photographs of humans that are in coats. So that's why they think it was frozen, because there's nothing else around it that really gives off that image, except for them wearing coats with some sort of symbol on the sleeve, but it's super like classic gray alien looking. It's nothing that no one hasn't seen already before.
Interesting.
So, and it's super, super grainy. So you can't really make out any good detail. And it says it's from 1992, which doesn't make sense for why it's so grainy.
1992. I'm trying to think. So yeah. I mean, I could see some graininess, obviously, but you would still, I mean, you still should be able to make out features and things of that nature, you know?
Well, what year was Jurassic Park made? It was like around then.
Yeah, it was.
We caught real dinosaurs on film.
Right. If Steven Spielberg can do it, yeah. they should be able to do it.
We got real dinosaurs on film, guys. Jesus. So you're suggesting that Jurassic Park is more of a documentary. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's okay. The new conspiracy. I'm calling it out right now. We need to go back. That island is out there somewhere killing people. Jeff right. Goldblum knows.
He knows the truth.
All Steven Spielberg's films. He doesn't make movies. He makes documentaries.
That's right.
Like he had the first Alien with E.T.
That's true. Yeah.
Wasn't grainy at all.
A transvestite alien with that.
I think we need to get Drew Barrymore on the phone just to confirm.
She was sexually assaulted by E.T.
I don't know. Seriously, though, this video is like anything else on the internet. It's too easy to be fake.
Right. There's not. Yeah. Because I've got it playing in the background right here. And they're like, the alien's like propped up with like a string under its arms with people standing by it with cigarettes like poking at it.
What? Damn. That's friggin' nuts. I can't wait to watch this. Because I'm definitely going to be watching this right after the show.
Yeah, I'll have to. Yeah, you can pull it up on Mysterious Universe. I'll have to send you the link or something. But yeah, it's super grainy. It's all still shots.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to have to.
So I went back and pulled an older story Okay. Mainly because we did get a text, I forgot, the other day, talking about, maybe I read it on the last one, that they're all for Bigfoot rape as well.
You're going to get me in so much trouble. God.
But yeah, this headline is, woman says she was seduced by Bigfoot's huge erection.
Oh. Just a gigantic.
Yeah.
Member.
And let's see. This comes from dreadcentral.com. The story is from 2015, so it's not super old, but it is a couple years old. I'll just read it and we'll get into it.
Just do
they have Harry from Harry and the Hendersons in the picture. He didn't have genitalia, right?
I'm pretty sure I would have seen that.
Okay, you've probably heard a number of freaky, bizarre, and downright odd stories surrounding the legend of Bigfoot over the years, but chances are you've never encountered one quite like this. And while there's a very strong chance that this unexpected sexual story is a complete and utter fabrication, okay? According to the folks at Moran, a marijuana farmer by the name of Nancy Hoggart was tending to her crops in Belfair, Washington, when she discovered that Bigfoot was snacking on her precious buds. Since the Sasquatch was nibbling away at her livelihood, Hoggart decided to dispense a little backwoods justice. Armed with a shotgun,
naturally.
The confronted Bigfoot. And or she confronted Bigfoot about his decision to turn her pricey pot plants into an afternoon meal. That's when things got a little hairy.
Shit went sideways.
So many jokes in this.
Yeah, dude.
Nancy Hoggart allegedly told the website Bigfoot Tracker News, quote, "I pointed my shotgun at him and he put up his hands, scared. That's when I looked down and noticed he had a huge erection between his legs. I hadn't gotten any in a while, and well, from there, it somehow turned into an adult movie. Jesus Christ, this is probably fake."
Oh, my God. No, it's not. This is truth. Let's do this.
I don't know if he started it or did I.
Oh, God.
He did me from behind, which felt great.
Okay. I'm saving all of this audio, by the way. I'm clipping that audio. God, that's fucking awesome. Keep going,
Nancy. Since Nancy and Bigfoot, whom she lovingly refers to as John,
Christ,
are having a lot of fun together, Hoggart is thinking about changing her last name to Bigfoot. I think Dread Central is probably a fake news channel.
No, yeah.
No way.
What gave you that?
It is not. That is fact. That is fact.
They give a YouTube channel. Oh, here's another quote. "Once I'm pregnant, Bigfoot, or John as I call him, and I are going to settle down and have a quiet domesticated life in my house. He loves living in the forest, but I'm sick of the long distance relationship. I have to commute for 3 hours to be with my man." I thought, okay, so her pot field isn't where she lives, apparently.
Right.
"It's getting old and gas is expensive." And that's the end of the story.
That was a lovely tale, my friend. Mm-hmm. That warmed the cockles of my heart.
And hers.
And his, by the sounds of it.
Right, as goodness. He was munching on her buds.
Oh, this shit is so awesome. Oh, my God. Good stuff. It was like the feel good.
I thought so.
Yeah, that was the pretty nice little story you said there, bud. I liked it. All right. What else do we got over here? Let me see here, guys. A haunted New York man shared pictures of the ghoul that haunts him on Twitter. I don't know if you guys saw any of this or how strong your Twitter game is. Let's see here. A man who claims that he is being haunted by a killer ghost baby has managed to capture evidence, and it's terrifying. Photos uploaded to Twitter convince people that the baby has sinister motives. So it says, New Yorker Adam Ellis has been claiming that the ghost of a dead baby has been haunting his flat along with him for many months now. People were skeptical, of course, but when Ellis then uploaded photos to social media of the demonic baby, it has managed to convince many people that the baby has sinister motives. So I'm looking at some of these photos, guys, and it's kind of weird. Some of his most recent postings to social media have people speculating more, as he now seems to have captured the baby ghost on camera and says that it is proof that he is being haunted. Now, on social media, he said that the ghost first began appearing through his dreams, but then he crossed over into reality and is now living in the real world. Now, this baby has a very large, misshapen head that was dented, basically, on one side. It looks bizarre. Ellis went on to describe how the ghost baby would first just sit there staring at him, and then he got out of the chair and started walking in a baby way towards the bed. Ellis said that he could not move as he was paralyzed with fear. He said that he would wake up screaming just before the baby would reach him. Then Ellis said that he had another dream some nights later in the library, and a girl approached him and told him that he had seen, quote, Dear David. Ellis had also spoken out about seeing objects that had fallen from shelves, went on to say that even when he moved to a flat upstairs, the ghost of David followed him and kept on haunting him. Now, I mean, I don't know. It says here, Ellis said that one of the most frightening times was when David lumbered in an awkward gait towards the bed, and he took photos then of the ghost baby, which seemed to have a skull that is misshapen. Experts are looking at the photos of the ghost baby, and as yet, they have to clarify if the photographs are the real deal. It says visit. Okay, this is interesting. It says visit Adam's Twitter account. Now, I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen to this Twitter account. So apparently his Twitter handle is Moby_dickhead. Moby_dickhead. So I don't know, guys. Like, but you need to
maybe
look at
he
these
had
photos.
It before this,
like. You need to look at these pictures. Like, you have to see this shit. It is freaking nuts.
Well, put it on the Facebook page.
I'm gonna do that. I'm just gonna do that. I don't know, guys.
All I'm gonna say is, I hope when I do my next investigation, I get some pictures like this. They are like the best.
The best ever. This is freaking nuts. It's absolutely freaking nuts.
But why is everything so damn great? Does he have like a razor phone or something? Like.
Dude, razors were the shit. The razor phones were the shit.
I had a razor.
I had a razor at one time. For a time.
I think right. Everyone did.
Yeah.
Like, it was like standard. Like, you got your driver's license and they handed you a razor phone.
It came in the mail with free samples of Tide. Like, everybody's got a razor. All right, that shit is officially posted on the Ectoplasm Show now.
I'll have to check it out.
You're going to have to do that.
I'll do that right now, actually, while Clay reads his next. Or are we taking a break?
We are going to have to take a small little break just to hear a quick little word from our sponsors. Come on back.
Welcome to Paranormal Warehouse. Paranormal Warehouse is the ultimate social media website for paranormal investigators and researchers. Create a profile. add friends, upload video, audio, and photographic evidence, discuss theories and techniques in the forum, create a group for your team or find a team to join, watch, listen, and comment on evidence uploaded by other users. Join today and support Paranormal Unity. It's free. Visit ParanormalWarehouse.com to join. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We're waiting for you.
Life is a mystery. Confusion is all around us. The truth is out there, but you won't find it here.
Maybe it was the ghost of an alien that worked for the government.
You know, you remove the alien anal probe out of the story and it probably wasn't this guy's worst Saturday night.
Welcome to Hysteria 51, a weekly oddcast of conspiracy theories, mysteries, and the unexplained. All viewed through skeptical eyes and the blurry lens of a beer bottle. Listen to Brent and John make sense of it all each week by subscribing. Find us on iTunes by searching Hysteria 51 or anywhere else fine podcasts are sold.
Hey, this is Nock from the Geek Yogurt Podcast. Tune in every week as we discuss movies, TV, comics, and video games. We are on Podbean, iTunes, Satchel, or on your favorite podcast app. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter at Yogurt Podcast and weigh in on our weekly topics.
All right, peeps, welcome back. Round two, Ectoplasm Show. Gentlemen, are we ready?
Yeah, I got a story.
Oh yeah.
All right. Hit us, Dr. Feelgood.
You can get sex toys that lay alien eggs inside of you, so obviously we tried it.
Oh, fuck.
I'm not included in that we.
And now I'm intrigued. So
this comes from metro.co.uk.
Okay.
And if anybody's listened to our show for a while, we may have mentioned this before. But we still plan on getting you abducted, Josh.
Why would we
do And this? I thought this could be a simulation at the time. We could even have your wife do it.
It's a terrible idea.
They're like little jelly things, I think. But I don't know.
Okay.
It's Look. Called an alien ovipositor. It's not so scary, right?
That sounds medical.
It sounds disgusting.
Yeah. That's like going to the doctor.
Yep. And I am out at that point.
Well, let's see what they say about it. Let's see what they said. They tried it, right?
Yeah.
So let's look here. So I'll just read what he says. I've been seeing the alien ovipositor doing the internet rounds for the last couple of years. But despite reviewing sex toys as part of my job, I've never come across one in real life, known anyone who's actually tried getting down and dirty with a sex tentacle.
How the fuck do you get that job?
I was about to say, Josh, did you write this article?
Yeah, the video comes out next week.
Yeah, right.
It's from a company called Primal Hardware. He says, okay, I cringe a bit at the thought of pretending E.T. was in my bedroom. they have different colors. They have black, they have purple, they have green, they have blue, and they have hot pink.
Oh, well, that changes everything then.
Game changer.
There's a Reddit where people talk about using it all the time.
Frick.
The little eggs you have to make yourself. You make them out of jelly.
Oh, God. So wait a minute.
They're liquid gelatin.
This is,
are you there, Josh?
I'm here. I'm just like trying to wrap my head around this.
This is their
he's
bouncy.
Here, but he's on Amazon. Like,
yeah.
It's like I'm here, bouncy. But you hear like clicking away here. I must
that you
have
can
it.
Flavor them any flavor you like.
Oh, for God's sake. No, wait a second. No, I'm not even going to say what it was popping in my head.
They're
right
sugary,
there, no.
So you could get a sugar high if it's inside of you. You could add, this is how you could do DMT. We could do it this way.
By a suppository, you jackass? Yes. No, no.
Absolutely.
No. If I do DMT, I'm going to do that shit like a man.
It's supposed to hit you harder when you do stuff like that, right?
Yeah, I get it. I
well, it's gonna
get
hit
it.
Him.
Oh, God.
Okay, so we give you a little bit of the DMT the regular way, and then it'll just be up for anything, right?
Yeah, see? All inhibitions gone. I'm like, yeah, just do what you got to do.
It says it's like any other dildo, except for it pushes something into you.
Okay. Look.
It says it dissolves very quickly. Oh, but there's also the what feeling of giving birth to a slimy boiled egg.
God damn. This is
that
so
might be the most disgusting thing
ever. Oh my God. For God's sake, man. Okay, so what is the point? That's what I want to know. What's the end game here?
It's
so it's a piece of jelly.
Fun.
Yep. A lot of fun. Look, it's a there's something in the jelly then? Is that what you're suggesting?
No, you don't have to.
But people are putting
you make the jelly yourself.
Okay.
You make the egg yourself, so you can put whatever you want into it apparently.
But then you just what, like poop it out?
Pop rocks. I think pop rocks would be great.
There you go.
Pop rocks
or Altoids. Really get that cooling sensation.
Oh God.
This person says that she would try it again. I think it's a she. I'm assuming it's a she by what she said earlier.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to go on record and say I am not on
yes,
board with this.
It's a she.
I am not on board with this idea at all.
All right, Koi, follow that up with something.
Right? Yeah, setting me up for failure on that one. But I've got organ-eating ghosts blamed for deaths of men in Thailand.
Damn.
The Nation Media Group in Thailand reports that the Khalasan Province Chief Public Health Officer, and I'm just going to leave it at that because he's got a name that cannot be pronounced by anybody, ordered a doctor.
Yeah, we come
and,
across to that a lot on this show. Russians are some of the worst.
Yeah. So he ordered a doctor and a team of psychologists to an area in the Nong Khong Sai district where four men have died under mysterious circumstances. The villagers are blaming a female prob spirit that got inside of them and ate her way out.
Damn.
And caused their demise. So he ordered a bunch of medical exams and stuff, you know, real scientific stuff. And it turned out that one of the men died from kidney damage. Another one had high blood pressure problems, but that didn't, you know, that didn't go with the villagers. Those diagnosed did not appease the locals who called in a hermit to perform a ghost chasing ritual, which seemed to calm the fears of the local villagers. And that's good news for the village and the widows who the people identified as a ghost. The psychologists plan to stay around offering counseling, and they hope will prevent future panics when people die mysteriously.
Wow.
Yeah. So
did the guy survive?
No.
No.
The four men died.
Yeah, they're dead.
Yeah. Yeah. The female spirit ate them from the inside out when she possessed their bodies.
So. That's a pretty bad bitch right there, bud.
Right.
Probably got in through like a sex toy.
Right. Yeah. She was inserted with the tentacle in the egg. And then, you know, it was kind of like Aliens.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, you haven't seen Hellraisers, so you may not have seen Aliens.
Oh, I've seen Aliens.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure it was exactly the same way. Just, you know, popped out with a little female head.
This is a rack. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like in Spaceballs.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
No, I mean, this stuff's scary in the sense that whatever it was a real disease that ate these people out.
Right.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Josh.
How the fuck am I supposed to do that? Pray tell. How am I supposed to do that? Talking about.
I'm able to do that.
He's talking about.
Well, the woman spirit ate the men out from the inside. That, you know, that's what killed them.
I wonder which organ she started with.
Just take a wild guess.
Well, if she was inserted with the tentacle, she probably started low and worked her way up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Just like Josh will be.
I can't wait, guys.
Oh, I got plans.
We all know you got plans.
Yeah, they'll come to fruition at some point. But I don't know. That's the first time I've heard of something eating out. Like, Japanese culture has some really weird ghosts, some really weird spirits. And I'm not talking about the weird stuff, Josh, that you... Earlier, that's what you're giggling at, right?
Nope, because you said eating out again. Sorry, pal.
Oh, okay.
My sophomoric brain can't take it.
They did have a description of this female ghost. And this is pretty wild. It's a female spirit with no body who has her own internal organs draped around her neck as she floats through the air looking for victims.
Damn. That's terrifying.
Did it say how she got into them?
Let's see.
I was listening, but I don't remember them saying how.
I think it just said it.
No, I don't think it actually said.
It sounded like just like a possession. And then
right.
And then she started like feasting, apparently. It's crazy stuff.
No, nowhere does it say.
What were you suggesting there, Koopsik?
What do you mean?
Nothing, buddy. I was just wondering. Let's see.
They say there's rituals and stuff online about how to trap something into something, like into it, like how to trap a spirit into a vessel. Okay. I'm sure a vessel could be made out of jelly.
We
could kill like four birds with one stone here.
Please name said birds.
aliens.
Okay.
Females that eat your heart out.
Got it.
quite
literally.
Anal probing. That's separate from aliens. It could be done by anybody.
Right, right.
Bigfoot rape, because we can make sure whoever does it has big feet.
Oh, God.
There's four for you.
Oh, God.
That said person could probably be pretty hairy, too.
God bless it. This is going to be bad. Guys.
Well, the fifth one, DMT could be... No. I'm sure there's plenty of room with... in the jelly for the spirit and the DMT.
The DMT experiment. No, but the DMT experiment has to be strictly just DMT. That's it. Like, it has to be that. Like, it has to be. And I've been talking about
doing
that
this
first
for 2 years.
And
get talked into the rest of it.
Right.
Who says we only have to do this once?
Oh, for God's sake. Look.
You know, a long weekend, like, you know, a long 4-day weekend or whatever, you know.
This for science,
start Thursday
Josh.
Night. And...
What are you guys doing next Labor Day? Like anything? Oh, my Lord. So, a 3,600-year-old pit is full of giant hands that's been discovered in Egypt. Did you guys read anything about this? Do you see anything like that? It says, archaeologists have made a gruesome discovery fit for a horror thriller. 16 severed hands buried in and around an Egyptian palace. Let's see. A team of archaeologists unearthed a 3,600-year-old bones of 16 severed hands from four pits within what is believed to be a royal compound, and they are all right hands. I don't know if that makes any difference to anybody, but they're all right hands.
Because I'm left-handed.
Right, so am I. It's like Austrian archaeologist Manfred Beitek, who is leading the excavations in the ancient city of Avaris, told the journal Egyptian Archaeology that the severed hands appeared to be the first evidence to support tales in ancient Egyptian writings and art of soldiers cutting off right hands and claiming a bounty of gold. Cutting off the hand was symbolic means of removing an enemy's strength. Now, in two of the pits, 14 right hands were discovered, while two other pits were found holding one right hand each. It's not known whom these hands belong to, obviously. They could have been from Egyptians or people. I have no idea. Let's see. Two pits containing one hand each are positioned in front of a throne room built in a part of Egypt that was once controlled by people believed to have come from Canaan. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Canaan? I don't know.
I'd have to see the
spelling. It's C-A-N-A-A-N. The remainder.
I said it's Canaan.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds right.
The remainder, probably buried at a later date, is in the palace's outer grounds. The archaeological expedition is being conducted by the Austrian Archaeological Institute and the Austrian Academy of Sciences. It's kind of interesting, though. But I don't see why it says giant hands, but the article itself didn't really mention anything of them being anything larger than normal.
Yeah, I saw that article and then how it just said giant hands, but didn't really give any reason why or how much larger they were. Or...
It's pretty interesting shit. Egypt in general is fascinating. I don't know. One day I hope to get there. We'll see if that ever actually happens. But we'll see. I don't know, guys. That's pretty much all I have over here for stories. So I don't know what else you guys got up your sleeves over there. You can leave the alien butt stuff out of it.
I'm looking.
Yeah, I know you are.
Do you have anything else, Coy?
I've got one more, and this isn't aliens or, you know, conspiracy theory, but stray cat suspected of attempted murder in Japan.
Damn it.
It says an investigation into a gruesome attack of an elderly woman in Japan has led to a surprising suspect in that it's a stray cat. After a Japanese named woman was discovered in nearly two dozen cuts on her face, police theorized that it was due to a severity of an accident and someone had tried to kill her. But since the 82-year-old woman cannot speak and the intruder left no signs of entry at the home, authorities were left baffled. However, a break in the case came when they observed that the woman's wounds were closely resembled to what might be received as scratches from a vicious cat. This led police to consider that perhaps the perpetrator was not a person at all, and that their suspicions were strengthened when they spotted several stray cats lingering near the woman's house.
Damn.
And in a fine bit of detective work, it appears that authorities have found the feline in question when one of the cats were covered in blood on its claws. So that's cats are evil and come from the devil. And you can't trust them.
You cannot. They will kill you. You cannot trust them at all. That's good stuff.
Are they going to hang the cat? I mean, it wouldn't be the first time, actually. There's been hangings of animals in the past for stuff like this. Pigs, yeah. Even an elephant once.
What the fuck?
Well, it does say that, you know, should it be confirmed, one can assume that the cat will face swift justice.
The cat's being held for questioning at this current time. Damn it.
All right, I do have a story here. It's from science.howstuffworks.com.
Okay.
And this pertains to us, I believe, all of us, and probably most of the people listening. Yes, conspiracy theorists' brains really are different.
Huh.
This comes from, this was posted just last week, October 30th. Or a couple weeks ago now.
Very nice.
They have a picture of sheep, a wolf. So scientists have shown that illusory, I don't know why I can't say that word. Anyways, pattern perception is at the heart of conspiracy theory belief. I'll just read the story. 9/11 was an inside job. The moon landing was fake. Vaccines cause autism. These are just a few of the most well-known conspiracy theories perpetuated by otherwise intelligent, everyday people. But why do some people believe these things and not others? Scientists are one step closer to figuring that out, and it appears that the answer lies within the brains of the theorists themselves, which affect how they see the world.
Oh, God.
Scientists had long hypnotized... I don't know. I think they misspelled hypothesized. I'm not even drinking.
Coop's like stroking out over here on this, guys.
But no, it is misspelled. That conspiracy theory belief, which the researchers of a new paper defined as the assumption that a group of people colludes together in secret to attain evil goals. Was due to a phenomenon known as illusory pattern perception. Seeing patterns where none really exist. So it may be like the whole matrixing thing, whatnot.
Sure.
What's that called? I don't remember. Let's see. First, they asked 264 subjects to rate the strength of their belief in both fictitious and well-known conspiracy theories on a scale of 1 to 9. Their belief in supernatural phenomenon like horoscopes and telepathy was also ranked. Then the subjects participated in 5 different studies. In the first, they were asked if they saw any patterns in a series of random coin tosses. In the second study, they were asked to guess what the next coin toss would be after a series of random tosses. What does that have to do with conspiracies? I don't know. A third study found a link between irrational beliefs and the perception of patterns in chaotic paintings, such as those as Jackson Pollock, known for his paint splatter art. In other words, people with greater belief in conspiracy theories and the supernatural saw more patterns in the art, even though there weren't any. This just sounds like a government-funded story.
Well, it sounds fairly
to see connections, not see them, or believe that they're not really there.
Right. I mean, it seems kind of more one-sided to me. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to defend fucking weirdos like us, but I'm just saying, like.
Yeah, that sounds like let's see how crazy we can really make them sound.
Right.
Discredit anybody.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Finally, this is at the end of the article. Finally, he warns, not all conspiracy theories turn out to be incorrect. Several have turned out. God damn it. I hate people. This is the quote. Several have turned out in retrospect.
Okay.
They put out in there twice. To have at least a grain of truth. For instance, banking giant HSBC was routinely laundering money for drug traffickers. So basically the whole article is telling you you're wrong, you're wrong,
yes,
you're wrong, you're wrong. And at the very end it says, but you might be right.
But you could be right. Damn.
It says a physicist calculated the maximum number of people who could be part of a conspiracy without it blowing open. For a hoax moon landing, it would be 410,000 people in less than 4 years.
Okay.
So, So 410 people, 410,000 people could have been a part of it. That just like says, oh yeah, it's definitely possible. They didn't have 410,000 people involved in the faking of the moon landing if it was faked.
I would agree.
Why would you even have that many?
Right, exactly.
I don't know.
It's nuts.
I think I am such a conspiracy theorist. My brain must be all wired wrong that I think that this story is a conspiracy in and of itself.
Well, and that's kind of where my head started to go too. I'm like, this is what they want us to think. This is exactly what they want us to think. So, I don't know.
Bastards. Goddamn. HowDoesStuffWork.com sounds fake.
Oh, it's fucking perfect. Oh my god, gentlemen, do we have any more stories? Are we bone dry?
I don't have any more, but let's see what Quay has.
Well, you guys remember David Mead?
The guy that was wrong so many times.
Yeah, the Planet X guy. Yeah. Well, he has a whole new theory now.
Oh yes.
Another one.
Yes.
This is how the world is going to end now.
Perfect.
North Korea, Yellowstone, and nuke triggering super volcanoes.
Oh. Yeah.
So from the sounds of this, he's completely left his whole Planet X, Nibiru idea. Instead, North Korea is going to nuke Yellowstone to cause a super volcano.
Damn.
See if I can find his. Here he goes. So why is David Mead predicting a nuclear attack on Yellowstone? He said this: a major eruption at Yellowstone would immediately end America's status as a superpower. One in one single hour. Let's look at the facts about North Korean testing program first. They have developed a hydrogen bomb. They are currently testing to determine exactly what yield of nuclear weapon will be necessary to disrupt the cap over Yellowstone.
This is friggin' nuts.
How he knows that, I guess because he's psychic, he knows that they're testing the what size of hydrogen bomb they'll need to blow up Yellowstone.
Well, the unicorn he discovered probably already told him what he needs to do with that.
I forgot all about that.
Well, at least he's given up on Planet X. I mean,
that's a good point.
He's probably got like a 1 in 50 chance of that, you know, at least this happening.
It's so freaking crazy though, because it almost seems like the whole Planet X thing is still gaining steam. Like there are still like such a big camp of people out there who are like, no, it's fucking there. It's coming. Like it's coming for us. Like it's nuts. Like how many people out there are still believing this and, you know, just really into the story itself.
You know, the worst part about this is he doesn't give a timeline. He doesn't say how long we got until, you know, it's like that movie 2012 where Yellowstone goes up.
I mean, it's a mathematical certainty that it will again at some point in the future. It's going to happen, and who knows, maybe a nuclear weapon would help set it off early.
And it's possible.
But, I mean, if you're going to nuke something, you might as well just nuke L.A.,
right.
I mean,
right.
It's so much closer. A nuke hitting the U.S. automatically knocks us out from being a superpower.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would totally agree.
Like, I don't know why would you have to nuke a volcano?
Yeah.
Unless you've already sold the movie rights.
You already took
it sounds like something that like Dr. Evil would do.
That's going to be the next James Bond movie for
That's right.
He's going to be running through lava tubes underneath Yellowstone.
Oh, that's fucking great. All right, peeps. Mr. Kubsik, Dr. Feelgood.
Yes.
Let's say hypothetically people wanted to reach out to us and maybe leave us a voicemail or send you a dirty pic of some sort. What phone number could they use to do that?
They can call us at 913-730-7255. It is the Ecto line. Some members of the Sofa King podcast used it last week. They did, actually. They nobody called me, but I put the number in there, and a bunch of people texted me. A lot more people texted me than people that are from that show than from
our own
listeners of our show.
Nice.
But actually, a lot of them have started listening to our show, too. So.
Oh, nice. Welcome aboard. If you stuck with us this long, God bless you. It's good stuff.
Go to podbros.com. Check them out. They are been nice enough to put up with our shenanigans of a show and all the crazy shit we talk about. So go check them out. Go check out all the shows on their network. And go check out Koi's show. If Koi, why don't you tell everybody where to go again, just in case they started halfway through for some weird reason.
Or they started listening right when we started about talking about raping Josh.
That's right.
Yeah, it's probably just on in the background, and then everybody's like, huh?
Say what?
But anywhere you find podcasts, you can find the Until Dawn podcast. We're hosted by Podbean, so that's the easiest way to find us. But if you're on iTunes, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. And if you want to shoot us an email, it's UntilDawnPodcast@gmail.com. You can search that to find us on any social media, or give us a call at 913-703-3296.
Hell yeah. Hell yes. Koi, thank you so much. Thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight, dude.
Oh, no. Absolutely been my pleasure, you guys.
We'll have to get you back on when Felicia can come on as well.
Yeah, because she's way more entertaining than I am.
What's she doing right now? Just laying there staring at you?
No, last I saw, she was drinking a hot toddy, which I made for her with some good old bullet bourbon.
Oh, yeah. That sounds damn good.
All right, well, say hi to her for us.
Oh, absolutely.
Hell yeah. All right, peeps. I hope you have.
Brag that you were on our show before she was.
Oh, I will absolutely, you know, hold this, you know, gonna play it for her, like every time we get in the car. Like, remember that one time where, you know, I was on ectoplasm and you weren't?
You were upstairs getting sauced.
Right.
Oh my gosh. All right, peeps. Well, we're going to talk to you very, very soon. Have a great rest of your day or week. Have a great weekend. Talk to you soon. Peace out.